It's time for Coach's Corner on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Benton softball with head coach for the Bobcats, Eric Stenberg, here on this Thursday. And Coach, your team wins a doubleheader over Mount Vernon, 11-9 and 8-7 last night. A couple of close ball games. What stood out for you and your team in the victory over the Mustangs?
Well, we just basically never gave up. We did have a pretty good-sized lead that we relinquished at one point, but we just kind of continued to battle and dug deep and found a way to score some more runs. Had the addition of Elise Harvey. She's started to play a little bit more this right now. She's been out with a shoulder injury. She can't throw yet, but she's been cleared to swing the bat. She's been a real spark hitting for us, so that's really helped us.
That's good news there. Always good to start getting healthy and get pieces back that you expected at the start of the year. But, you know, a 15-8 record overall. You did have a stretch where you lost three games there to Collins Maxwell and Newton and Williamsburg. But around that, I mean, you had won eight of those of your last 11 ball games. You know, what do you feel like has been working well for your team here as of late?
Well, I think we've had very solid pitching. Our girls have kept us where we need to be, and now we're starting to get some timely hitting. The three losses that we had were all winnable games, and we were right there. We, you know, feel like we should have closed the deal on all three of those, but we didn't. So it is what it is. We just have to learn how to win the close ball games, and I feel pretty good about the mentality of the team right now. We're starting to gel a little bit. Like I said, Elise Harvey giving us a boost. Coming back is giving us a little extra energy. So we're looking forward to the final stretch here.
What have you seen from improvement from your pitchers with Caitlin Buescher and Grace Martinson?
Well, they're around the strike zone. They don't walk many girls, which is huge. So we don't give up extra base runners there. They've been having success getting ground balls, fly balls. We haven't always fielded them the best, so I think our defense at times has let us down a little bit. But for the most part, our pitching has been very sound. I think they both work hard at trying to improve. And, you know, the future looks pretty bright. They're both back next year for us pitching as well, so we're excited about that.
Well, Caitlin, only a freshman, she's actually walked more than she struck out on the season. But I imagine that those stats are a little bit deceiving, because if you say she's throwing strikes now, maybe earlier in the year it was a little bit more walks than strikeouts.
Yeah, I think she's had some issues finding control early on, just hitting her spots, and sometimes would give up some hits where she would normally get a strikeout. But you know, right now she's not a power pitcher, but she's more working on movement and placement, and she's a big, strong girl. So as she matures over the next few years, her speed's going to ramp up, and she's going to be something special at some point here. Really fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, offensively, you know, you have some pretty darn good hitters on the team. I mean, you take a look at an Angie Gorko, we know is really good. She's walked 17 times, which is a lot. How have teams kind of been approaching the middle part of your lineup? I mean, Gorko has 23 RBIs. The problem is when you walk her, you got Grace and McKenna Bonowitz has stepped in to a run-producing role. So, I mean, that's a difficult position in your lineup.
Well, we try to align things so that if they want to walk Angie, which they're doing more and more, then you got Grace and McKenna. Now Elise Harvey's kind of filling in a spot up high in the lineup. So those three kids behind her, it's tough to pitch around Angie. And Angie's a very dangerous hitter. Grace is very dangerous, has real surprising power. If you look at her, you know, she's not the strongest thing in the world, but she can really put the screws to the ball. So, yeah, we're really happy with the way our offense is coming together. And, of course, Shelby Holzmus at the top is, I think, maybe two or three in the state in terms of batting average. She's really having a tremendous senior year, so we're feeling pretty good about that. Now we're starting to get some production from, you know, the middle part of our lineup and the bottom part of our lineup. Jesse Havlick has had a really good week this week. Our nine hitter, she's a senior, and when she gets things going, it just shoots it around to the top of the order again.
Yeah, I don't know. That was you kind of answered my next question about Hulsibus, who's batting .696, an on-base percentage of .716, and 23 stolen bases. Those are absolutely incredible numbers right there. So coming up here, you have Cedar Rapids Xavier on Friday. You got a tournament in Nevada Saturday. And then on the road to Vinton for two, Center Point Urbana for two. Your thoughts here on some of these upcoming ball games?
Well, Xavier is going to be very tough. They're a very talented team. They have a really nice pitcher. So that's going to be a big challenge for us. That's at home tomorrow night, and we're going to honor our 1998 state championship team, so that'll be kind of a fun night for the girls. And then we get a chance to play Newton again on Saturday. We were without Angie Gorko the first time due to ACTs, so we're going to have Angie back in our lineup for that game, and hopefully we'll get to play them and see how we do against them again. Looking forward to next week, Benton. CPU is always a big rivalry, so we've got some games that are very winnable. We're still right where we want to be in the conference race, and right now it's shaping up to be us and Independence at the top right now, so we're trying to stay paced with them and get ready for a big showdown with them in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that will be on June 25th at Van Horn, so that'll be an interesting doubleheader coming up looking ahead. Coach, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner, and best of luck these next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Take care.
You too. Eric Stenberg, head coach for Benton softball, joined us here on Coach's Corner on 1410 KGRN.